Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. Four complaints were filed by Lindsay's family. These complaints were filed against the director of the school, the Academy of Lille, the police, and against the social network Facebook after the death of the 13-year-old teenager. The schoolgirl, victim of harassment, decided to end her life on May 12th in Vendin-le-Vieil in Pas-de-Calais. At a press conference this morning, Lindsay's mother and stepfather believe that they have received no support from the state services. They had, however, issued several reports in recent months. Four minors were also indicted in this case for school bullying leading to suicide. Strong emotions also today in Reims. The funeral of Karen Mézineau was held this morning in the Saint-Rémy Basilica. The 37-year-old nurse was fatally stabbed last week at the city's university hospital. The relatives, but also hospital staff dressed in white coats, participated in the ceremony. As for the investigation, the suspect with a heavy psychiatric history was indicted and placed in pretrial detention. It's D-Day for future higher education students. The admission phase on the Parcoursup platform begins today. High school students, but also students who are changing their orientation, will receive the answers to their wishes. And then tennis, with the second round at Roland-Garros today. The last three French players still in the running are on the courts today, Diane Perry, Océane Dodin, and Arthur Rinderknecht. As for Gaël Monfils, he injured his wrist and had to forfeit. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.